WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Open the door, I let him in. Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Wake up another morning, see my baby's cheeks. Glad to be around to have another week to watch the magic happen, find all there is to learn as the planet floods and dies. Wake up another morning, grind some coffee beans, turn on Al Jazeera, marvel at the scenes. Towns reduced to ashes while the twisters turn as the planet floods and dies. Wake up another morning, picking on these strings. One more day to be here, find out what life brings. The horizon's red and hazy, that much I can discern as the planet floods and dies. Wake up another morning, watch the neighbors drive away, heading to a warehouse to work another day, leaving me to wonder how fast this wind can churn as the planet floods and dies. Wake up another morning, see the Twitter trolls complain about the fascists who are living on the dole, demanding safe space in the boxcar and other such concerns as the planet floods and burns. Wake up another morning, see the orange hue, know what needs to happen, don't know what to do. Show me to the ark, here's the bow and stern as the planet floods and burns. Wake up another morning, in the now again. If I want to see the future, I can count to 10. History, you'll find it in the tombstones and the urns as the planet floods and burns. As the planet floods and burns.
We got us a day that'll take it away. So we Thank you. If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works
three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Sandpaper side engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. Would have painted the skies blue. closer. You swim my way, girl, I've got no chance, nothing to say. Girl, but stay here for a little while. But if only you could see my shadow crossing your path, it won't be the last, baby. Bobbing, I was bobbing. My heart was stopping, she was bobbing. Ah,
I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. A bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie,
west side.
I don't know where I went.
Thank you.
the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "Oh, fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Yeah. Did you like when I count off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Being right here, it's just an idea. We can't let it disappear. Searching through the night for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better when you hold me near? How fast the time goes, we say it all the time. Look at the cardinals now, resting on the vine. Searching through the day for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better when you hold me near? Doesn't it feel better?
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.